Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, hashtag blessed.
Hey everyone, just letting you know that the whole campaign of Jaren's Outpost Hustle is now available and on sale over at sanspantsradio.podkeep.com. So if you just can't wait to find out what happens, head on over or consider becoming a king-level subscriber on sanspantsplus.com. Not only do you get access to full seasons of D&Ds for Nerds where we can, but access to a whole heap of content and bonus rewards. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Fucking.
Welcome to Chapter 9 of Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. In days gone by...
Thank you, Father. I'll see you next Sunday, maybe before.
None of the families are friendly. They do basic level business together because they kind of just need to. Going to war with the Quiet Knives is a dangerous prospect. They are brutal. There's nothing off the table for them.
How intimidating can I be just with a look?
Pretty intimidating.
I do have the intimidate power.
Yeah?
I just try and intimidate him just to get him to stop walking towards us.
He stops abruptly. From the other side of the door,
he's my boss.
It's fine. You hear, like, muffled a little bit by the walls.
No, 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 no.
And then there's, like, scuffling.
Just don't react.
Just, no.
Yep. I loved you like a son. You could have been my son.
I've done you wrong.
You did.
I could make an honest woman of her. I could strike your deal here.
You know that the Quiet Knives take every, like, 10K, they take
something.
Insurance.
Yes.
Or something, yeah. If you can get, like, the gnomes on board, if they can give you that warehouse back... Your debt problems are solved.
Oh, that's true. I don't want to throw my boys. It's like, you don't want to throw your boys. I don't want to throw my boys into the cannon fodder.
Greg Fist is happy to throw anyone.
But, like, if we get the gnomes and the dwarves... I'd like to chat to a cleric about what happens when someone has your soul.
Each of you split up to get your various jobs done.
In the little Teagalite
You still in the
restaurant?
Little Teagalite?
I assume.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. Once again, I'll just say who gets there first. What were you going to do?
I might say, looks like I ask little if he knows how to... Like, give me a boat.
Well, you'll be first then, I suppose. You walk over to the counter as they leave.
Yeah.
And you ask little if he knows how to get a boat.
Yes.
What's a boat for?
For what your father wants me.
You can see little like eyeing Greg Pierce as he walks away. He's not doing anything, but he's like staring daggers at himself.
Little, remember, like, we got a goal here. It's what your father wants. You got to focus.
Go on.
Focus on task at hand, little.
Go
I
on.
I want to be making a coffee while saying, focus task at hand. Task at hand, little. Boats.
What about a boat? You need one?
Yes.
What do you need it to do?
We need to get to Eaton around the side of Eaton Castle.
No, you only need... Well, how many people?
How many people? He said 10, 1, 2, 3, at least 13, 12.
And,
maybe 15.
When do you need it by?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight. Time's of an essence, little.
How's it, Lowe's?
Lowe's.
Lowe's?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Build one.
Yeah. If you want a boat, we're going to have to build one.
Well, what if we really, anyone we know that with a boat, we can really just double time this real good. Anyone that needs something done the next 2-3 hours that we know that has a boat, that we can get that boat.
Not really, no.
You can get on land to get there. You just have to go over the city wall.
Yeah, but we need to kind of have that distraction. Who owns that yellow part?
The yellow part is a little Teagle Eye.
All right. Okay.
We could just jump the wall and walk around.
Little
Teagle
Eye shares a wall with the... Eaton
what do
state,
I know on that wall on either side?
Sorry?
What do I know about that wall on either side?
The wall is manable from the other side, from Damien Eaton's side,
yeah.
And it is pretty constantly manned. Like, everyone is constantly aware of, like, the troops, private troops that Damien Eaton has patrolling that wall. People have attempted to get across, like, the Halfling families have even attempted to get across, but, like, it's locked down.
All right. Little. To get over across the wall to Eaton's keep, do you reckon we could try and, at around about midnight or just after midnight, if we can launch a couple of, I guess, what do we need, like grappling hooks and rope and stuff to try and get across that wall?
We can try.
Can we organize that? Can we organize that?
For you or for us to do that?
For about 12 men. 12.
Your 12 men or our 12 men?
My 12 angry men.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, we can throw some grappling hooks up for you.
Awesome. Okay, if we can get that done just after midnight, that'd be real good.
All right, I'll organize some
how
rope and grappling
front,
hooks, I guess.
How close is that
not
to
even
the front of the estate, though?
Yeah, how close is that to the front of the estate?
It's
well,
fairly close.
You can see... not really, Jack.
Yeah, I'd say not very.
You need
close.
To get into Rhodes Keep.
Where's the?
Originally, we were going to go around the ocean and up through that part there, but
behind.
But we can't get a boat. Well, we can't get a boat from the Little
O's yet. Exactly.
Not from the Little O's. No.
Could the captain get me a boat?
You'd have to ask, and you don't know that you need to ask.
No, I know. Exactly. I know what I want from him. It's not the boat.
Mm. Where are they attacking? Where would any? If they, we get people to attack, where would they be attacking from? The front.
The front. If they were to the storm, front entrance.
The door is the only obvious choice.
Isn't the door pretty much next to the Teagle Eye?
Show us.
Mm. Like that's the front gate.
Yeah.
All right. So we don't.
So
want
where
that.
We'd be grappling in from would be the front.
So
gate.
In so troops. Bad. Would be marching through Little Teagle Eye, and maybe the Little O family would be fine with that, but the other families might not be.
Okay.
Your mates.
Little O.
The,
Sorry, Little. Okay, new plan. Don't, the grappling things I said, it didn't happen.
All right.
Stupid.
Little pretends just, to cross something out on a piece of paper.
Let's just, a quick save, like back about a minute and a half. Little, okay, come on your boat, that's fine.
Hang on a minute, come with me. Okay. You walk into the, like a private room, he sits down and he starts eating spaghetti.
No, good.
Have a seat.
Can I have a bowl? Awesome. Thank you very much. All right, how about this then? So we're going to try and get a lot of people that are going to come at Eden at around about midnight tonight. So we just need to make sure that there is a clear path straight to that gate.
Well, we don't know, like, what's on the fence, let alone what's on the other side.
Cool. I'm just saying.
I can't guarantee any sort of path. Oh, wait, do you mean a path? Are you saying a path to the door?
Path to the door.
Oh, well. I can say that the Little O family won't do anything, but I can't vouch for the Surefoot or the Quick Knife.
No, fair enough. They'll be fine.
Yeah. Cross that
you
bridge.
You want to go talk with them if you want.
All right.
I wouldn't do that.
You're going to lose Hawkins, man.
I'll go visit them. That should be fine.
That'll be
no resistance.
Fun time
straight
for
through.
You.
Sure, I'll go talk to Papa Surefoot. That'll be good.
The Surefoots, they got to be there, good people. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's so much easier if we had got a fucking boat.
Right,
wait,
right.
Can we steal a dwarf boat?
Hang on, it's a good idea. So we can't get a boat. All right, I leave. I gotta try and go to the dwarven town. Where can I get a
dwarven
boat?
Dwarven town.
The dwarven.
Where the dwarves are. Where the near? Can I head towards
They're
the docks?
They're docked out to sea a little bit.
Can I head towards the docks and get my meat boy, meat pie? To fly over and just see what the lay of the land of the orcs, what's going up ahead.
On the orcs?
Yeah,
sure. You do a little reconnaissance. Meat Pie comes back and he tells you that the orcs are by no means wiped out. Well, they came here with maybe like 10,000 troops, 10,000 strong. They currently probably only have half that number, but 5,000 is still a lot of orcs.
Nah, fair.
I can kill 27 at a time.
You can.
Yeah, true.
Is it possible for me, with Meat Pie's guidance, to sneak my way through the orc encampment and get a boat?
Broad daylight, so you can try to get to the boat, but when you get to the boat, when you push off, it's going to be very hard to conceal yourself leaving.
Mm-hmm.
The orcs will probably see you, and you don't know how they're going to react to
that. Is there any boat that might be kind of closer towards where
we
might need
it? The orcs have consolidated all the boats.
That's all
right.
Gotta
risk it for the biscuit.
Risk
boy.
It for the biscuit.
All right, you're gonna try?
Can we walk around just on the shore?
Well, that's what I was thinking. If we scale a wall here,
just walk around onto the shore, like not climbing the fence between Light Eye or you know.
The wall is very tall around there, though.
I'm just
want to be able to grappling hook.
Yep. Yeah.
It might be beyond throwing distance.
I'm,
to be honest.
I'm just imagining it was like Eaton's Keep was on like a sheer cliff. Is all.
No. Look on the map. There's like a bit of land.
There is some rocky edifice that elevates the wall. The wall is probably the highest facing the sea, and it's probably the most well defended facing the sea.
I wonder if we could
just
get in through the sewers.
Like, yeah, would I need to be able to jump? Like, do we actually need a boat?
Could we get in through the sewers?
You probably don't need a boat if you just want to walk around. But if you walk around, you're probably more likely to be spotted than quietly and quickly moving via boat.
That's all right.
With a boat, you can go a bit out to sea, then come back in. It's harder to spot you and stuff.
Bless us.
Yeah.
Well, that's good,
so
we don't have
a
fucking
boat. So a boat is not a bad idea, but
there
are other ways.
Mm. All right, let's go to the boat. Let's try and go steal a boat.
All right, I'll leave you there. What were both of you going?
Heading
I
to the Sabres.
I'm heading back to see Captain. Oh, I haven't told these guys. I'm just going to go do a bit of reconnaissance. I was going back to meet with the militia, do some reconnaissance, and possibly talk to the captain again.
All right. I'll jump to you first, Periwinkle.
Yep.
You get back to the militia headquarters. People say hi to you as they pass. People nod. People shake your hand, maybe.
There you go. Basically, I'm going to each of my nine.
Yeah.
And I'm telling them.
The Periwinkle Nine.
Midnight.
Midnight?
Going down to midnight.
You arrange a place to meet?
We'll meet there for the... We'll meet somewhere. I don't know where it is. We'll work that out later. I'll send a message via Dove.
There'll be a way that they can work it out.
But what I need them all to do before that is try to get as much information about the patrols as they possibly can.
All right.
So I need you guys to do some reconnaissance for me on Eaton's.
They can do that.
Great.
Have a look. They'll do what they can and report back to you.
Report back to me, obviously, before, like, you know, get there early before we go in.
Before it's go time.
They'll go ask people who live nearby, see what they know even.
Thanks, guys. You're all good. I love you like brothers.
You do that like, you know, bro fist or bro hug or whatever
bro,
it's called.
Bro handshake. Yeah.
Elbow to elbow.
Elbow to elbow.
Hey, is there anything more powerful than that?
And then I go see the captain. No, I don't go see the captain. I write him a letter.
Ooh.
Okay.
And it's just a memo. You pass this to the captain. And then I go to a bar that me and the captain sometimes have had a drink at once or twice in the past. And I say...
A town guard friendly bar.
Yeah.
Like, sure
there are cop bars.
No, no, I mean like there's the expression a cop friendly bar.
Yeah, town guard friendly.
And I'm like, do you want to come and meet me? I just want to talk to you about a private matter, Captain.
You're not waiting there for very long until Captain Tolton steps through the doorway. He's wearing like a winter coat. Like he's not wearing any regalia or anything like that. Just a winter coat to cover some simple clothing. He looks like he's trying to remain a little discreet. Pulls up a bar next to you, sits down. What do you need?
I need a map.
Of?
Rhodes Keep. As recent as you possibly can.
He gives you like a sly look out of the side of his eye. And he says, something going down sometime soon, is it? Something I should know about?
Depends.
Mm.
Do you want to know about it?
That's the question.
See no evil, I guess. Hear no evil. All right. I'll organize a map for you. It'll have to be hand-drawn, just what I remember, but I got a good memory.
Good. Good. Extra special attention to, like, you know, real special rooms.
So you're looking for a certain object, are you? Well, I can outline where the treasure room is. There's a big old vault door guarding it, though. I don't know the combination.
That's right.
It'll take a master thief to crack that.
Let me worry about that part.
We've got a... He's an okay thief. I wouldn't call him master. That's a bit much, but he's decent.
Like it's okay.
Master's a bit. That's overselling it, but he's fine.
Basically, we do like kind of like a drop off point.
Hey, I was in the
obviously
shadow.
Where he's going to drop the map.
I think.
Sorry.
I assume that's all I need to do is ask for the map and then be like, oh, just drop it off at the location that we drop those kind of things off at Seymour.
Damn it, Periwinkle. All right, I'll organize something for you. I'll see what I can swing your way.
Thanks. And I get up to leave, down my drink, and I just before I get away from it, I just remember like, and Seymour, if anything happens, look after my kids for me.
All right.
Hopefully they'll get like a town guard pension of some variety, you know?
The town guard look after their own.
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining. It's like a widow of the guard, like, oh.
You leave, he finishes his drink, he leaves after you, except you don't see that because you're not there.
But I'm guaranteed a map and reconnaissance.
Yeah, he'll give you what he will draw you up a map, give you what he can, and yeah, you guys have promised that they'll pull whatever reconnaissance they can.
Cool, cool, cool. I go off to pray.
All right.
Oh, good. Good on you.
And Greg Peace.
Heading for the Sabres.
All right.
Well, I'm going on my mission of making everyone fight everyone else. Sabres, gnomes, and orcs, I guess.
And
let's
dwarves.
Start with Sabres and dwarves.
How are you going to get to the dwarves?
I don't know.
I'll figure something.
On your way to the Sabres.
Good.
Oh, no.
A carriage.
Is a carriage pulled by horses?
Yes.
Confusion.
On one of the horses?
I'm done. I'm not losing another fucking lung.
Greg Pierce ain't playing around no more.
Horse saves.
Damn it. What kind of fucking horse is this?
Horse that rolls a 17. Carriage pulls up. And a door opens. A gnome sticks his head out.
No.
Get in!
All right. Could be worse.
You recognize the voice of your bookie.
Oh, shit.
Shane.
Right, sum it up, Shane. I'll hop inside.
Shane the gnome. Bookie.
Something of a problem, Shane.
Do you get in?
Yeah.
The carriage door closes.
Oh, no. Right. Yeah, Shane, what's, how you doing? How you been?
You've been dodging me.
Oh, I've been busy. I've been out of town, you know. Stuff's going on.
You owe me a lot of money.
Yeah? True.
He sits back and he's very quiet. It's a long carriage ride.
We going somewhere?
Or you could say that.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah.
You can look out the carriage window if you want.
I will.
It takes a little while, but you realize that you're heading into the gnomish section of the city.
I'd like to visit there eventually anyway, so
time is of the essence.
In a way, this is for children.
They let you through the gates. Like, someone calls out who goes there, and the carriage driver, another gnome, gives his identification, stuff like that. The carriage is allowed through. You're trundling there for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Then the carriage finally pulls up to a warehouse, a very familiar-looking warehouse. The warehouse that your spell books are kept in.
Oh, right. Yeah. Hey. Oh, right. We doing a grip.
Shane up. Opens the door.
We doing?
Get out.
Oh, all right. Yep.
You hop out. Shane closes the door behind you. Into the warehouse. You got the keys, don't you?
Do I?
You probably have a set of keys on you.
Yeah, I've already all up.
Oh, would you keep the keys on you?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll unlock it.
You step inside. Shane steps in after you. Before he closes the door, Shane turns to the gnome carriage driver, and says, "If he comes out, kill him."
Ah.
Shane closes the door.
Right. Right. This is about the debt, the money I owe you, yeah? That's what this is about. That's what it's all.
I want to have a look at this place.
Right.
Let's light some fires.
Oh, you're not going to... Come on now.
Shane, knocks a brazier, an empty brazier.
Yeah.
Let's light some braziers.
Right. So just going to light the braziers and...
Go on.
All right. I'll light them.
You start lighting braziers?
Yep. Are we burning the books then? That's the that's the intimidation tactic you're going for here?
I'm not burning any books.
Right, yeah. Burning me?
I'm not going to burn you.
What, are we just lighting fires for a bit of fun?
I want to have a look at this place.
Right.
Look at all this stuff, all this product you got
to
move.
Yeah, right. Well, I've not been able to get in, have I?
No, you haven't.
Yeah, but now I'm in, so we could begin.
I can't get this out for you.
Oh, that's well, we can figure something out.
There's a lot of spell books here. They're not going to fit in the carriage. Not all of them. Not by half.
What if we do it, a bit at a time? I'm sure there's trade happening. Slip a couple books here and there into carriages that are leaving the gnomish district.
Shane grabs one of the books, just pulls it off, starts flipping through it. Yeah. Keep going.
Nothing in there. Nothing in the books. But what if we put them on a carriage, we take out, say, 10 at a time.
How does this grift work, by the way?
Oh, well, it's real simple. Okay, so one of us, or somebody dresses up like a wizard, yeah? And they say that they have to get rid of their spell book, right? Because they've moved on maybe from the wizard lifestyle, whatever. The particular lie does not matter so much. They say on their wizard authority that, the book, the spells aren't going
to... While this is happening, you're like walking in the maze that is these piles of spell books.
You're not going to be able to, see the spells until I'm out of the country because I put a curse on them or some kind of protective spell. But when I leave, the spell will lift and you'll have all these spells welcome to you. You can use them whenever you like.
Imagine the Room of Requirement from Harry Potter, but
yep.
With piles of books.
Yeah. And then, they take the book home. They wait, even another idea we had is that we also give them like a little amulet or a little chant they can do. And we say that'll bring the words up and the spells up. And then by the time they've got home and they realize that it's all been a grift, well, it's too late. We've got the money, take off the wizard clothes, pff, fuck off, you're out of there. If you know all yourself, which, a lot of us do, you can just pretend you look like a wizard.
Another client by the name of Shim Sham Shalabim.
That sounds...
Fellow gnome.
No, yeah, fair enough, this is a gnome.
He owes me about as much money as you do.
Oh, is that so?
I tried to collect on him the other day. You know what he told me?
What did he tell you?
He told me, if Piss doesn't have to pay, why do I have to pay? Go collect from him. And I thought to myself, gosh... That's a really good point.
Yeah, right, of course, yeah.
And then I killed him.
Yeah.
I ate him. Oh. Ate him alive.
Oh.
And you know what I'm going to do to you?
The same thing, I'm assuming.
You better believe it. Shane's mouth begins to grow into that of a snout. Hair sprouts all over his skin. He grows long, wicked claws. You're a bookie, the were-rat.
Ah, fuck me.
Oh, boy.
Snarls at you.
I like how he's going after the only person that has no offensive capabilities whatsoever.
I'll get him.
You got this.
I got this. Don't even stress. It's easy. I'll take it. He's gone. Then I got a whole house of books to myself.
He's gone.
That's what it's going to be.
Okay.
Good luck. Just worried because he was meant to be the one to organize the people. We're going to get there and no one's going to be attacking.
This is fine.
This is fine. This is a minor setback.
I'm having a good day.
Minor setback of
okay,
our...
Okay.
Time to use some non-offensive spells offensively.
I could.
Mm.
Maybe when I get captured by the orcs, I'll tell the orcs.
When you inevitably get caught.
Yeah.
Greg, you go first.
Does it look like any of the books are precariously placed?
They're all precariously
can
placed.
Can I mage hand and pull the right book out to have the books fall on top of the wearer?
You can certainly try.
That's my current plan. Didn't work, though. Huh.
No, I think it did. He's annoyed.
No.
You pull one of the books strategically out. The pile of books sways from one side to the other side to one side, and then it collapses on you, Greg Piss.
Fuck!
You take 3 points of damage.
Maybe one of these is a real wizard book.
Scramble through them, see if you can find
start opening them up, trying to find the one that's real. Oh, Jesus.
Piss. It's its turn.
Yeah.
Your turn was to fuck yourself.
Your turn was to get covered in book. Oh, what if it bites me? Oh, I can't be a were-rat. Oh, I can't be a were-rat. That couldn't happen. But if I'm a were-rat, like, I'm quicker. You just get away. But they still got my soul. Can I become a were-rat if I don't have a soul?
The were-rat Shane leaps and lands on you, starts snarling and snapping at you here and there.
Oh, Jesus.
You are like only kind of half there because your like entire body is still ringing from the books falling on you. But you have enough presence about you to like move out of the way whenever he tries to bite you. Okay. It's your turn, Piss.
I stop playing my lute. Brum, let's fascinate him.
Doesn't work in combat.
Ah, fuck. Alright, confusion then. Just major. Let's brain dead him.
You have major confusion?
Oh, I have confusion.
Just confusion.
Just confusion. Major confusion. Dude, I'm majorly confused.
Just major. What is that? It's like you have 100% chance for brain dead.
You're just
irreversible.
Instant brain dead. Just vegetable. They're a veggie.
I'm surprised you don't know that to most of the people who owe you money. Oh, just confuse.
Do you know what? That's probably what he's been doing.
probably why owes a lot of money.
I wouldn't be surprised if the reason Laura...
trying to confuse a horse. Like, what would that have accomplished?
Well, if the horses were moving, maybe the horse would have been like, man, they'd have crashed and I could have got out of there. Imagine confusing a horse as the horse moves at high speed. That horse is dead. Or that horse has to attack the nearest thing to it, which is the other horse.
Yeah.
Then the horse. Yes.
Shane's were-rat eyes... his pupils dilate until there's basically nothing left. His eyes turn a little purple, and the were-rat starts snarling incoherently on you.
Okay, good.
That's its turn. It's your turn, Piss.
Slam it with my loot. Boom!
Does that break the confusion?
Probably. Maybe. Shit.
Should have just run.
Can I,
Should have just run.
On your back sheet, under your feats.
Yep.
Do you have a feat called improved critical?
No.
Just improved initiative. I guess I didn't give it to anyone.
I have weapon focus, loot, and blind fighting. What's blind fighting?
That means when you're blinded, you have, like, so...
It's ominous that you gave me that. It's unimaginably ominous that you gave me that.
I can see in the dark.
Yes. I'm not letting you take my eyes, Adam. Take a lung. Take a finger. Take an arm if you have to. You're not taking my eyes.
No, I don't think any of us have.
Take them both in one go.
Don't take them any in any go.
So the way blind fight works is that when you can't see an enemy, when you're blinded, you have a 50-50 chance of hitting them.
Okay.
Blind fight, if you miss, you can re-roll that 50-50, so it gives you a 75% chance.
Okay, cool.
Instead of a 50-50.
Cool. Good to know.
It tips the odds in your favor. Mm.
Even if I don't have eyes, sometimes I've got hoods on my head, so like it's worth it. I'm glad.
You hit the were-rat.
Oh, good.
Nicely done.
Dealing 7.
What's that? What's that?
Points
seven
of damage
quotation
to it.
Mark. I hate this. Is it still confused?
Yeah, it lasts for quite a while.
Sweet.
Just keep bludgeoning
I'm just going to keep whamming it in the face. That's my plan.
No, the damage is in inverted commas. I'd fucking bail.
The were-rat turns
bail...
around and sprints off into the warehouse.
Oh, God.
You lose track of it.
It's a fucking rat in a maze. Jesus. Jesus fucking Christ.
You could try to get out if you wanted to. You know where you are.
That guy'll shoot me. I gotta kill that were rat.
You... Oh, actually, as well. You stand up, and you see the remains of Shane's outfit. It seems, both when he turned into a were-rat and when you caused him confusion,
yeah.
he wasn't paying attention to where his equipment lay,
yeah.
And you see a belt with a pistol on it.
Oh, I grabbed that pistol. Click! Can I fire it into the books near where he went?
You can. There are two barrels to it. It's like, you know, a double-barrel shotgun, yeah, but yeah. A pistol.
I don't know how to reload it, though.
And there are two triggers.
Yeah. Maybe just wait until you get the rat and shoot him in his head.
You can't see him.
Shane's clothes are on the floor, right?
Yeah.
You have the ability to change your form, right?
Shane's torn up clothes are on the floor. Nah. Also, you can't turn yourself into a specific person.
Damn.
Oh, wait. Actually, I think you can.
Hey!
Dress up like Shane, leave, be like, we got him.
Let's go.
He attacked me, though.
Oh, he attacked me. He was a were-rat.
Crazy. Anyway,
he's in there. Better get him. Perfect.
It's yeah, all right.
Unless this guy knows I'm a were-rat, and then... then I'm in trouble. But hey, all right, that's a good plan going forward. See, I could make myself invisible, wait for him to come by, and then shoot him in the head. That's an option.
Make yourself invisible and then leave.
That's also a good idea. But then I leave this were-rat that wants me dead out there in the world.
So it confers alter self confers a massive bonus on your disguise check to be someone else.
Okay,
it doesn't just guarantee it though.
Yeah. Can I hear the were-rat scampering around? And am I out of initiative as well?
No.
Okay.
If you strain your ears to do that, that'll be your turn.
I'm going to start putting on his clothes for this turn.
There's, like, tatters remaining.
Oh, okay, so it's not
Also,
not really.
You're too big. I know you're a small human, but
even a small human's big.
I'll alter self, then.
Alter self?
Alter self to look like him. To look like Shane.
All right. You can alter yourself to look similar.
But not exactly. Yeah, I know. But, like, as close to Shane as I can get.
All right. That's your turn?
Yep.
So if he sees you, he's confused. He's a rat boy, and then he sees himself.
Yeah.
That's going to double confuse him.
That's going to mess him up bad.
It's like, maybe I was just Shane dreaming I was a rat.
Is that a rat dreaming I'm Shane?
He just kills himself.
I can't live anymore.
Piss.
Yeah?
You get another turn?
I'm going to start walking towards the exit.
All right. Yep. You briskly jog towards the exit. Highs or lows?
Highs. I don't know.
Out of nowhere, the were-rat leaps from the top of a pile of books and lands on you.
Why don't I have anything to set this whole place on fire? That's what I need.
You're startled and surprised, but when the were-rat lands on you, so does a bunch of books, knocking it aside. It hits, lands on you, knocks you to the ground, tumbles off you when books land on it, and skitters to the other side of the little corridor that you're in.
Ah, excellent.
It's your turn.
Am I near a brazier?
Highs or lows?
Lows.
Nine.
Can I see one?
Yes.
Can I shoot it so that it'll fall over and set the place alight?
Yes.
I do that.
You hit?
Yeah!
You knock the brazier over, it lands on some spell books, and the spell books catch alight immediately.
Oh, this is like one chance of repaying my debt that I'm just setting alight, but that's fine. Cool. That's, I guess,
well, how much do you owe this bookie?
How much do I owe him? 2k? 2k.
Yeah, 2k.
Which it's a drop in the pond, but it's
compared to the 21k, be owing the...
Imagine owing 25k.
Yeah. It's knocking it out's good. One way or the other.
Then...
It's another person who wants my organs, so like... gotta get rid of him.
The were-rat leaps at you again.
Uh-oh. Wait. Oh, good?
Critical...
Which is the good one? I always forget.
Does it have a dice or a head?
Dice.
I think that's bad. Oh. As in, for him.
I'm so confused.
The were-rat leaps at you. But as it leaps at you, it pushes off from some of the books that got scattered on the ground. And the books are not a stable surface to jump from. So instead of leaping very far, it doesn't really close any distance at all. It just falls onto its chest.
Oh, that's good.
Doing nothing.
That's good. That's good.
Your turn?
That's good. Am I close to like the exit?
Still maybe another round from there.
Can't charm person in a fight. Where are my spells?
You got the gun, don't you?
Yeah, but that's a waste of a bullet that I could use later down the track.
I'm one of us.
Yep. Mirror image.
Mm.
What does the mirror image of me do?
They
does, it
run,
it run, does it run in a direction? He has a 50-50.
They run chance? All like different direct. Oh wait, actually,
because if he runs in the other, mirror image, fuck off. Hopefully, he chases but the mirror, one that's not me.
What's one that just has a line of you? Is that mirror image?
Or maybe that's mirror image. I don't know. I remember that one. I had that one in some game.
Mm.
I'll kill this one. I still gotta go to the sabers.
You gotta go. Well, you gotta go gnomes, the sabers.
I'm already in the gnomes, so
exactly,
I can sort that
there.
Out. We'll get this done. We'll get this done. Don't worry. We'll sort this out.
You promised me, and I made you very scared, and you said you would.
Yep. So, like, I can't come back with nothing.
Mm.
I might come back
just
with
a couple of, like, 12 dickheads climbing into a
heavily fortified dragon.
All right, so you create 1d4 mirror images of yourself. They don't run off in different directions. They stay near you.
Mm-hmm.
An enemy cannot use sight or sound to tell you guys apart. So scent is on the table.
Mm.
And they...
And the were-rat is nothing but scent.
Well, you don't know how good his scent abilities
are. Does the were-rat still seem confused?
Yes.
I risk it. I'm just going to head for the door.
All right.
That's fine.
Mirror image?
No, I'm not casting the mirror
image. Oh, you're just
going
to run for
the
door?
Just going.
Also, you've set the place on fire.
I've set the place on fire. He's confused. If he starts babbling in this round, that's another round for me to get away. Once I leave, I can bar the door, hopefully. Cook him.
Yep.
Cook the rat.
Rat's cooked. Cook the rat. Rat is definitely cooked.
I look like Thingo, like Shane.
Exactly.
Get in the carriage. Say, we got him. Was a bit ugly. Drop me off here.
Convince
back into Greg Pierce. I'm good. I'm gold. Convince the gnomes.
You're sprinting. Your hand locks around the doorknob.
No.
And you feel a bite
on
your leg.
Fucking hell. Fuck, I don't want to be a were-rat. Fuck me. Fucking were-rat. Can't I be a werewolf? That's at least cool.
You take 4 points of damage.
Do I feel the were-ratism coursing up my leg?
Yes.
Or am I not going to know I'm a were-rat till the time comes?
This is Adam praying that you become a were-rat.
He wants me to be a were-rat so bad.
It's your turn.
Is the were-rat behind me?
Yep, right behind you.
I'm going to shoot it with my pistol. Turn around, place it in his mouth.
He gets a free attack if you do that.
He's still confused?
Yes.
Fuck it, I'll risk it again. Open the door and get out of here.
You open the door, burst outside.
Come on, fall for my disguise.
His assistant.
Yep.
Does not shoot you immediately.
Yes! Let's call that a win.
You sprint outside. Would you like to say something?
I'd like to slam the door shut.
Oh, okay.
And be like, got him.
All right.
Is there any way of barring the door? Oh, I'll lock it. I got the key.
Yeah. Nice. You won't be able, no, actually, you can lock it this time, yeah. You do seem a bit rushed, but the assistant seems to believe this.
She said, ugly fight. Oh, sorry. It was just an ugly fight.
The door bursts open off its,
God damn it.
Off its frame. The were-rat is in the doorway.
I scream, were-rat, get it!
The were-rat tries to bite you again, but you're like, yeah, get off! While he is a were-creature, he is not necessarily that strong. You grab his two paws as he tries to leap on you,
yeah,
and you throw him off.
I don't know the name of the driver.
No.
I didn't overhear it, damn.
The driver pulls a flintlock pistol.
Who's he going to shoot, I guess, is the question.
Who will the driver shoot? Find out next time on Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.